Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, Lori Jensen, who I talked to earlier this spring or winter, actually, about what she was going to do and why she's going to do it. And it is a very, very interesting story. And she joins us now. Lori, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Take me back. Explain where you're at in life and what you're doing about it. Give us the first paragraph and we'll go from there.
All right. Well, in December of 2020, I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. A very long story short is that I went through intense chemo until June 9th of last year, of 2021. The chemo worked very well. I was not extremely ill throughout the chemo. And part of that, I think, was due to the fact that I kept moving. Every time we would get done with chemo, my husband and I would go out for a walk. I never missed a day of walking. I changed my eating, increased my water consumption. I did a lot of positive thinking, and above everything, we had support like you can't believe. Everybody was supporting us through cards and prayers and texts and calls and just lots of positive things happening. So after I got done with my chemo, one day we were playing soccer with our granddaughters and the ball rolled down a hill and I kind of jogged after it and I thought, oh, that feels pretty good. So I jogged after it and I thought, you know, I think I'm going to try doing a little bit of running. So I got on some running shoes and I went for a little jog. And before I knew it, I was running 3 miles three times a week. On one of those jogs, a thought came to me and it said, you need to do something with this because I was living my husband and I are living our best life right now. And I was feeling so great. Everything was really positive for me. And I just felt the need to do something about that. So after reflection, I thought I wanted to raise funds for the early detection of pancreatic cancer. It means a lot to me because I want future generations to not have to find pancreatic cancer so late in the diagnosis, which is what happens most of the time. Like I said, mine was stage 4 because it had traveled from my pancreas to my lymph nodes. I was in perfect health at that time. I just happened to find an enlarged lymph node by my collarbone. So I set up a fund at Mayo Clinic and I was raising funds to get funds into that pancreatic, early detection of pancreatic cancer fund by, my thought was, running a half marathon. I'd never been a runner in my life, and it was, I just felt I needed some skin in the game. So I started doing some, I guess, promotions, and you, Mike, we're so grateful to you for the exposure to our cause. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
I got the word out there via you and via Facebook and just sending out letters to people. And my goal for this was to get $5,000 by this past Saturday, because this past Saturday I did run in the half marathon in Stillwater. And my goal was to get $5,000. And as of last Friday, we had $18,225 into that fund.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
And how did you feel running it?
Oh, I felt great.
Did you?
You know, absolutely. We, my husband and I are kind of training partners. He's not a runner, but he's with me 100%. He's the wind beneath my wings.
Yeah.
He's just, he's my rock. He's with me 100% all of the time. And we even took it to the point where we had gone out to the trail two different times, just so I could run the first 10 miles of that trail just to see what it was going to be like. And so the first 10 miles on Saturday was great. I felt really, really good. The last 3 miles, the sun kind of came out. It was a little bit harder, and Stillwater is full of hills.
Yep.
And the last 3 miles was hilly, and the wind was blowing in our faces. So I did not stop. I told myself at the beginning of this trot that I was not going to stop, and I didn't. I was able to trot the whole way to the finish line.
You go, girl. Man, that's what I keep thinking. Now, I know you're not supposed to ask this, but it's germane to the topic. How old are you?
I'm 62 years old.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Your grandmother and your
daughter
running half marathons and... it's just incredible. Now you said you had an enlarged lymph node. Did it show to the point where you needed to get examined, or how did they discover that you had pancreatic cancer?
They discovered it because I went in with this enlarged lymph node, and they took a biopsy of that lymph node, and it showed that it went to the pancreas. So when I went in for a CAT scan, and the CAT scan showed that I had a tumor between the body and the neck of my pancreas. Because it had spread outside of my pancreas, it's considered not curable, but it is treatable. What I carry is called the BRCA2 gene, which some people know about, but not enough. BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes carry with it high risk for breast, ovarian, melanoma, and pancreatic cancers. And My biological mom died when she was only 43 from breast ovarian cancer. So I knew all my life that I needed to, you know, take care of myself and really watch for different things. So in 2017, I went through genetic testing and found that I did carry the BRCA2 gene. But because there's early screening for breast, ovarian, and melanoma cancers, I had been doing that since I was age 25. But there is no early screening for pancreatic cancer. That's why this is such a passion for me, is to make sure that future generations can have some form of early detection for this disease that comes all too often late in diagnosis.
You know, but it's hard for me to fathom how you can be symptom-free from that, how you're not tired or some sign, but that's pancreatic cancer. That's why they call it the silent, huh?
Exactly. I think many people, I think I'm super fortunate that I didn't. And because I think many, many people do end up having symptoms. I've heard that back pain or abdominal pain is sometimes overlooked for pancreatic cancer, and they think it might be gallstones or kidney stones, or because, you know, abdominal pain and back pain can be a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the pancreatic cancer sometimes is overlooked because of that. But maybe in the future, you know, I think it's becoming more and more common. And I'm just hoping that we can find, you know, with exposure to the early detection and with some funding, that perhaps there can be some sort of early screening for it.
Yeah, and to an extent, the early screening would have to be almost like they do breast cancer right now, right? You have to have some regular checkups to get that done if there are no symptoms.
Exactly. And, you know, especially, you know, not everybody needs to be so diligent, but if you have a high risk, for instance, if you have the BRCA1 or the BRCA2, or if in your family someone has passed away from pancreatic cancer, if you're at a high risk, then for sure you need some early screening. You know, it's probably not for everybody, because if you don't have it in your family, you don't have a history, you know, maybe it's not as, maybe you're not as likely to get it, so maybe you don't need the pre-screening. But for those people who do have that in their family, and if you go through genetic testing and do find that you are at high risk for something, and not everybody will go through genetic testing because it's kind of scary.
Mm-hmm. Was it scary for you, or were you did you want to know so bad that was the, you know, the driving force was so great that it didn't that you just needed to know?
I did not want to do it so badly, but we have a daughter and three granddaughters, and at that time I was thinking it was for breast ovarian cancer. I did not know that the BRCA2 carried the pancreatic high risk at that time. So I thought, you know, I need to do this for the future generations. Yeah. Just to see if I carried that gene. And I vacillated, and our son-in-law, who is just a dear heart, I'd asked him, I said, what do you think? And he said, you know, knowledge is power. And that made a lot of sense to me, because when you know something, you can do something about it. So that really stuck with me, and I went through and did it, and I'm really glad that I did.
Lori Jensen is our guest. She ran the half marathon yesterday in Stillwater, raised over $18,000 for Print to Fight Pancreatic Cancer and diagnosis of it at an early stage, and she was diagnosed with it. What have you learned in the last 2 years?
Oh, my goodness. How much time do you have?
Huh.
Just so much that there's always hope. You know, one of my oncology nurses said, you know, cancer is not a death sentence anymore, because when they tell you it's not curable, that's really a scary sentence to hear.
Yeah.
But she said, you know, cancer is not a death sentence anymore. It is a chronic illness now, because there are so many treatments for it. There are, you know, the medical world is just full of research and ongoing research. And the more they know, the more. And another thing is, I'm on a targeted therapy right now that was only introduced in 2019.
Really?
It attacks the BRCA2 mutated cells directly and just kind of destroys them. And there's an inhibitor in that pill that doesn't allow them to repair themselves. So it's just, there's not a lot of statistics on it because it's relatively new, but they've had very good results with it. So I am on that right now. I still go in for blood work once a month, and they check my blood to make sure that everything is going well. And I just had that checked, and it's just perfect. Every 3 months I go in for CAT scans just to see. And right now I'm considered in remission because they can't see the tumor right now. The tumor is not visible at this point in time.
But they can't take it out, huh?
No. They can't, because it's spread. Had it not spread, there is surgeries now that can do that. But because it had spread, and the area that they would need to radiate in order to make sure I didn't have any small cancer cells, is too great of a field, and it would really interrupt my quality of life. So it would hurt my esophagus and my heart and my bone marrow. And then if I should need treatment in the future, I wouldn't be able to have that, because that would be kind of destroyed from the radiation. So it was kind of a no-brainer when they told us that. We just weren't going to go with that. So we just, I do the targeted therapy, and I live every single day just full of joy, because I feel great and life is good. And I just One of the things I think that helps me most, Mike, is that my mission in life has always been to help those around me be better.
And you got real clear on that mission, didn't you?
I did. You know, I want people to have a little better life if I can help at all. And so I continue to do that, and that's part of my healing process as well. Make life a little less difficult for those around me.
Mm. And where do you live, Lori?
We live out in Savage.
Yep.
Yeah.
I ask that because I want to get a weather report. Has it come through you yet?
It has come through once.
Yep.
We were at a neighbor, so we quick ran home through the raindrops to get the phone call.
Yeah.
And then as we were talking, it just came pouring down again. But I looked out and I see a little bit of sunshine over in the west.
Okay.
So
the worst may be behind you, but we can't tell for sure because there's more out south. Okay. Lori, I got it. You keep doing what you're doing, and thanks for being a hero to so many. Thoughts and prayers with you, and what a treat to talk to you about this. Congratulations on a job well done again.
Thank you. Can I add one more
thing?
Yeah. If anybody is interested in either donating to this cause, because it's still open for donations, or if they want to know anything, they just want to visit with me or whatever, my email is movingwithmeaning@gmail.com.
movingwithmeaning@gmail.com.
Yes, and I'd happy to, the last time that I was on, I got several emails about questions that what I'm doing. So I'm open for whatever. But, you know, if anybody is touched with pancreatic cancer, we've gotten, you know, funds from donations from people who we don't even know, but their family had been touched by pancreatic cancer and they just wanted to help, you know, get this fund up and running more. So if anybody wants to do that, that's still open. If you have any questions, if you just want to talk, movingwithmeaning@gmail.com would be where you'd get a hold of me.
Lori, thank you so much, and keep us updated.
Do that.
I appreciate
it. Thank you so much for having me on again, Mike. I appreciate that.
You bet. Lori Jensen, nice enough to join us. Pancreatic cancer.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.